1. The mind-body connection. The mind and body are not separate units, but one integrated system. How we act and what we think, eat, and feel are all related to our health. Bernie Siegel. How is it possible that I have counseled thousands of individuals and couples over the past 30 years and never asked how they were feeling physically? How could I be so naive and even complacent about the impact of emotions on their bodies? Why would I respond only if they brought up the topic, which they rarely did? I have spent hours talking to individuals and couples, taking extensive histories of their presenting problems, and yet virtually ignored the key aspect of their functioning, their bodies. I prided myself in my thorough examination of their emotional history. I learned how they processed their feelings, how they communicated, and even the ways they dealt with conflict. I studied the impact of trauma on them emotionally, yet was naive enough to consider their physical functioning irrelevant. I was after the specifics of their emotions, their joys and sorrows. I considered the mind and body to be separate, kind of an East Coast-West Coast mentality, each considering the other to exist theoretically but not practically. Mind and body were separate, having little impact one to the other. While this may seem incredible, add to this fact that many people coming for counseling do not readily volunteer information about their physical health, perhaps convinced, as I was, that there should remain a great divide between body and mind. Most, it seemed, felt some combination of embarrassment, shame, and confusion, and were reluctant to share all that was happening with them physically. I come to this mind-body separateness innocently enough. I have always considered myself to be a practitioner of the mind, while my sons, Dr. Joshua Hawkins, a surgeon, and Dr. Tyson Hawkins, an internist, were clearly focused on the body. However much we have teased each other over the years, clearly, I have been far behind the times and I am long overdue to catch up. Long-standing evidence shows our minds and bodies are not separate, but actually quite connected. How we think and feel emotionally influences how we feel physically, and vice versa. Sally was the first client to really penetrate my thick wall of denial about the importance of the mind-body connection. She came to me initially because of her pervasive anxiety surrounding her marital relationship. She was quick to share about her troubled marriage and, slowly, as she trusted me more, began to share more about her sleep problems, heart palpitations, and chronic pain. Her severely depleted physical condition combined with her equally tragic relationship challenged my thinking about mind-body connections. 2 years ago, I was teaching school and living a full and robust life, she shared during our initial interview. She began to cry as she fumbled through her purse, pulling out a picture of herself. "Look at this," she said. "That's me 3 years ago, 50 pounds lighter and a ton happier." I couldn't hide my reaction, glancing from the picture to her face. "It's okay to be shocked," she said, noticing my discomfort. "It's probably hard for you to imagine this, but I worked my way through college while raising 2 children and helping my husband, Jack, through engineering school. I was tired but still had energy to finish my teaching degree, start a career, and balance the demands of work and home life."